This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
I'm ready for it.
Some more headlines.
You know I can.
All right. First up, if you've been trying to keep up with the Kardashians, then you can add Kim's new job to your list. Elle.com says the aspiring lawyer is set to host a new true crime Spotify podcast entitled The System. The first season follows one triple homicide in Ohio and how it was, quote, handled or mishandled. According to Kim, no premiere date is set yet. I mean, Kim Kardashian, who's becoming a lawyer, true crime, podcast.
I know. And I think crime is spelled with a K on this podcast. Should be.
I don't know if they've branded this already, but that is just too smart. Are you kidding me?
I just came up with it right now. Thank you so much. Any other help you need, Kim Kardashian, call me. I will listen to this podcast, and I don't listen to true crime, you know that. I listen to, like, 90 Day Fiancé recap podcasts, and don't judge me. But I think, I don't know, people find it fascinating, true crime.
It's funny, because I watch the news obsessively, and I think you could file that under true crime.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Well, we do true crime around here, which is like mystery stories with like a little more happy ending, right?
It's true crime with a happy ending.
See, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I love it too. And we actually have a really cool true crime story that I found coming up later in the news. So stay tuned for that because we're actually going to speak to the person about it.
Yeah, and we got a different story I want your take on now. You know, of course, Drew was in the movie 50 First Dates.
Yes.
We love. Well, one man from Montana is doing something a little interesting. He's gone on 50 dates in 50 states. The Daily Mail reports 25-year-old Matt Waring started his cross-country courting during the pandemic when he used Tinder to digitally date women in every state. He just said, hi, what you doing, wherever they lived. But then when restrictions lifted, he decided he wanted to do it again IRL, in real life. And he documented the experience on TikTok, where he now has over 500,000 followers watching his every move. And get this, before he started his whole experiment, Matt had only been on 5 dates. And now he said I've been on 100 dates and I still don't understand women. Join the club, Matt. I don't know. Listen, 50 dates, 50 states. I'd be in a state of paranoia trying to go, why could you handle that?
Yeah.
You could really do it?
Yeah, except for I think you should have called it 51st States.
Oh, come on. That's
but
good.
If we're going to name things.
If you're going to do it.
I love this. I'm intrigued by this gentleman. I did a little research because I kind of wanted to, like, know the tone of the whole thing. He was very transparent with everybody he engaged with. He said he really went out of his way to set up each and every date in a fun and thoughtful way so that it would be a positive and pleasant experiment, paging Dr. Freud.
Yeah, right.
And he seemed to be coming at it with a really nice spirit and a good intention.
Yeah, but that's the word. You slipped on experiment, but that's what it feels like to me. I don't think there's a way to really fall in love with anyone when you're like, can we wrap this up? I have Miss South Dakota tomorrow. You know? I have a stupid joke. You want to hear it?
Of course.
Okay. If there was one state that he hooked up with someone in, which one do you think it is? Ready? Idaho.
Well, according to a new poll, the term no new friends takes on a whole new meaning after age 55. The website Study Finds digs into the data and says that if you're over 55, you're most likely to only have 4 friends. I mean, I'm 47, and I feel like I have much more than 4 friends. I'm a lifelongers.
Yeah.
There's hope, though. 83% believe that it's never too late to make a new friend.
You know, that's really interesting, because you do hit a point in your life, I think, when you're like, I'm good, I know enough people. And then it's funny how life can change. I remember when I moved here to New York, I didn't know anybody except for my fiance at the time, Wellington.
And me.
And well, then I met you, Drew. No, really. And you can meet somebody who totally changes your life, who you trust completely, even though you're...
It's true. I love you so much. Well, I hope.
I hope people are watching this thinking, you know, if you're thinking like, I'm good, I don't need to meet any new people, or maybe I won't, or maybe I can't. It can happen.
Yeah, keep yourself open to it.
I love you.
I love you
so
much.
Do you guys, are we gonna go back to your side now?
So.
It feels weird when you're here and then you leave. I like it when you're here.
It feels weird, I know.
Yeah, we should be closer together.
They did this because of the pandemic, remember?
Oh, that's right.
We had to be 6 feet apart.
Well, guess what, girl? I'll get a little closer. Oh, hi. Oh.
It's your story, Rossi.
All right, look at us together. Well, Drew, I don't know. Drew, you know, guys, she does not drink coffee. Anyone here drink coffee? Hello, I do. But Drew, I love about you, you always are championing ways that we can be more eco-friendly.
I'm trying.
So you're gonna love this idea. This Fast Company brings news of the world's first coffee ball. It's created by a Swiss company called Delica, and it's called Coffee Bee. It's single-use coffee pods without the plastic.
How cool is this, you guys?
Look, we have it open here, and they say it's going to totally disrupt the market, which saw 63 billion coffee pods, over 100,000 tons of waste consumed just in the year 2021 alone. So you put this where you usually put the little coffee pod thing, and it just dissolves, you guys. That's a game changer.
Oh, it smells so good.
Can I have these?
Yes, yes, of course. Oh, I am so excited about this because, again, we are just looking for...
I dropped the ball.
It's so funny. It's like we're just looking for that change.
Yeah.
Who is going to come up with the next great idea that's going to be a game changer? And for me, this one really does it for me. Well, we're not done newsing. Up next, Drew Carrere, Mikal Welch joins us for some good old-fashioned lifestyle debates. Like, is it ever too late to send a thank you note? I have very strong feelings about this. They're going to surprise you, I think. We'll be right back.
All right.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Podless coffees. Okay, joining us at the Drew's News Desk, he's a certified member of Beyonce's Bay Hive. It's Drew Carrere, Mikal Welch.
Hey,
Mikal.
Hey. So good to see you both.
Mikal, what is your first story? Take it away.
Oh, gosh. Okay, first story here. So Business Insider reports a wedding photographer recently went viral for unconventional methods. So Myra Menard tells her couples to act drunk because it helps them feel more comfortable and appear more natural.
Act drunk?
Yeah, act drunk. Honey, I'm just reading what they put on this prompter here. Now, instead, act drunk. But here's the thing. You know, I don't know what you guys think, but, you know, would this work for you? Could you play a drunk role for your, like, wedding photos? Yeah.
I like the response here. Everybody's really game.
Uh-huh.
Maybe something about, like, act drunk just immediately gets the loosey-goosey kind of idea. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, you're just a good time. You're not uptight. Yeah.
But okay, so here's the question for me. The acting versus the, like, really having a, like, swig, because I know my cousins and family members
yes.
and they're gonna pick up brown liquor. That's gonna be a problem. That's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, you want me to act drunk, not really be drunk, because when I'm drunk, there's chicken fingers in front of me, there's onion rings in front of me, there's jalapeno poppers. But it's like when you know you take a picture and then the photographer's like, okay, now do one that's crazy. I'm always like, eye roll. And then that's the one I post every single time. It's the one where we're trying to act fun.
I know, if you think about it, like, you know, this is a smile, but if you're like, that's the one you want.
Yeah, I think
so. I get the direction.
Totally.
Next up, Huffington Post found that an etiquette expert had the answer to the question, is it ever too late to send a thank you note? She says no. The standard time frame, however, is 2 weeks. There are notable exceptions, including bereavement and baby gifts. And she adds that even if years have gone by, maybe better late is better than never. She also adds this spicy postscript. An electronic thank you says that you cared enough to do the very least. Mikal, Ross, what's your feelings on thank you notes?
I think they're very important. That being said, yeah, I don't do it. I don't. I feel terrible.
You don't
I always mean to, you know, and that means something, doesn't it?
I'm just saying, like, if someone spends money on something super expensive, there's like a hierarchy. Like, at least, like, send off the letters to the ones who spent like the big bucks.
I know you're right. I just always forget to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I do the thank you. I do the text. Does it have to have a stamp on it to mean something? Right? Does it have to be handwritten? No.
It's so interesting. May I ask, what is your argument for the thank you note, and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Judine Somerville, and it's not an argument. It's the thing is that when you give someone a thank you note, you're saying, I appreciate that you took the time to think of me or to buy me that gift. The monetary, what it costs, it's irrelevant how much it costs, but it's the thought. And when someone opens a card and you have those words that say, I was thinking of you, you got this, I love you, I'm telling you, it does a world of difference.
I agree.
And I think it's really, really important that we let each other know how we feel through, you know, old school, as opposed to, and there's nothing wrong with social media, nothing wrong with it. But when you receive that card in the mail and your day is going left and you open that card, magic happens.
Yeah.
It's like, boosh.
I love that. You know what? And you convinced me. I'm buying thank you cards today. I'm going to start doing that. You convinced me.
Ladies,
to be the best version.
We need Judine.
There you go.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, up next, we have a Drew's News exclusive. Picture this. It was a quiet night in Tupelo, Mississippi, when Fred Everett was woken up by his cat, Bandit, scratching at the comforter. This unusual behavior prompted Fred to follow Bandit to the kitchen, and what happened next will amaze you, and we have an exclusive with Fred and Bandit right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We got Bandit.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, understood. Okay, welcome back. It's time for Drew Crime. Before the break, we told you about Fred Everett and his guard cat Bandit, and now they're here. I'm so excited. I got so into, there you are. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Bandit.
Oh. Hey, Drew.
Oh, hi, Fred.
This is a handful.
Oh my God. Bandit's like, I am not having this right now.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
she wore me out.
So, Fred, I heard that you typically stay up late watching old movies. Is this true?
It's very true. I'm a retired surgeon, and I don't have schedules I have to keep unless I'm traveling, things like that. So I stay up late.
This particular night, you didn't stay up late. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was in bed by about midnight. Cats are notorious for night feeders, night prowlers, stuff like that. And that's what happened that night is we have double sliding glass doors out to our deck. And it's perfect level for a stray cat to come in on one side and my cat to be on the other side, separated by a thin pane of glass. And they sit there and growl, and it's almost demonic. I mean, just a low type thing. And I heard that, and I got half awake, and then I went back, not to sleep, but I was just kind of in that stage. And she comes racing into the bedroom, jumps on me, pulls and scratches on the comforter, and actually got my arms a couple of times. She was determined to get me up. And so I said, okay, you know, at the worst, I'm going to have to shoo off a stray cat, you know. Flipped on the light in the kitchen. Here is two younger individuals, lower 20s, probably. I'm not good on ages. But one had a pistol and one had a crowbar. And obviously, robbery in progress. I ran back to the master bedroom and picked up a weapon that I could defend myself with. And by the time I got back to the kitchen, they had fled on foot.
Wow.
I totally credit Bandit for preventing that.
Bandit.
And Bandit saved the day.
Is it true that there's a sweet story of how Bandit came into your life?
Yeah, I've always done a lot of work with all kind of charities, one of them being the Humane Society, because I love animals. And I was going down, I actually was going to write a check. I did write a check at the Humane Shelter. And I said, y'all have any kittens? And they brought out three, and one of them was Bandit. This cat got in drawers, pulled out stuff. I went, wow, what kind of energy is that?
I love this, that you saved Bandit, and then Bandit saved you.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that amazing?
That's how it works with rescue animals.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to do something to honor you and Bandit, so today our friends at Cats Pride are donating $10,000 to the Tupelo Humane Society.
Aye, how about that?
Wow.
That's right.
And my step granddaughter and stepson just opened the first cat cafe in Mississippi. It's in Tupelo, and it's called Twisted Whiskers.
Oh, yeah.
They've already placed 30 cats since they opened this summer. So kudos to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kudos
here's just
to them.
The Twisted Whiskers.
And that's not all. We have something else. They have a Litter for Good program where for every jug of Cat's Pride litter sold, they donate a pound of litter to animal shelters in need. And they'd like to give an additional $5,000 worth of litter to the shelter as well. All right?
And all of this is in honor of Fred and Bandit. Thank you so much, Fred, for sharing your story. And we thank Bandit, and we are gonna put your children's, is it your son or your daughter who opened Twisted Whiskers?
My grand stepchildren.
Well, we'd love to feature them on our website and continue to support and foster. And just thank you. Thank you so much for telling us your story. We just love you, thank you.
And give Bandit kisses for us.
You bet. Thank you so much. It's been really, really nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody, that is it. Thank you so much. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.